I just praise God this morning for another day. And I thank God for this opportunity to talk to you about this Holy Week and how it led up to the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Mark, the 14th chapter. And I'm just going to read some of it. It's a lot. It's a lot in there. And first of all, let me go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just thank and praise you for everything you've done and what you're doing in our lives today. I ask you, Father God, to search my heart and my mind. If there's anything in there that should not be, I ask that you would remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord God, to be a vessel to be used by you, seeking your face diligently every day, that I'll be one that you call on, that I'll be ready in this last day. Lord, help me, Lord, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. And as I put on that whole armor of God, that I'll be able to stand against the evil time. Lord, we ask you to bless those in the hospital, those that are sick and shedding, Lord God, those that have been affected by this coronavirus. Lord, I ask that you would just touch, heal, deliver, and set free in Jesus' name. And Father, we just thank you. I thank you, Lord, today for the sunshine. I thank you for the rain that came down the other night. Lord, I thank you for the things that have gone on, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for my sisters and my sisters and the one that my brothers in Christ, in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord God, to be strong. Lord, let us know that we don't have to live in fear, but we live in the power of you, Lord God, as we look to the hill from which cometh our help. Because all of our help come from you who has made the heavens and the earth. In Jesus' name. Move me out of self, Lord God. You're welcome to my eyes, my ears, my whole mouth, my whole being. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Mark, the 14th chapter. And I'm going to start at the first verse. I'm going to read you. I'm going to be skipping around a little bit. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes thought how they might take him. Who is him? Take Jesus by craft and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment, of spikenard, very precious, and she brake the box and poured on it on his head. And there were some that had indignation. They didn't want her to do, why are you wasting it, within themselves, and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She has wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me you have not always. And she has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body to the burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken of for a memorial for her. Now Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priest to betray him. Okay, I'm going to skip down to verse 13. And he sent forth Jesus sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them, go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, the master saith, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. There, make ready. Let's go on down to verse 20. And he answered and said unto them, it is one of, I'm sorry, verse 18. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. And verse 20, and he answered and said unto them, it is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. I'm going to stop there. And I encourage you to finish reading the chapter 14. And the title of my sermon today is The Last Supper and Jesus' Betrayal. We know as we were reading the upper part, the Passover and the unleavened bread, when they eat the Passover, they sit around and this bread is unleavened. Unleavened means that they had no yeast in it or anything. Jesus and he sent his two disciples into the city. He said, if you see this man carrying a pitcher of water on his head, follow him and ask him of a room that we can gather together. He wanted his disciples to know and be aware that this is the time that I'm preparing you because it's time for my departure. When Jesus departed came, the disciples did not want to, they did not understand or did not want to hear that he was going to be leaving. Peter, the spokesperson, always spoke up quick. You know, he's always the one don't talk like that. You're not going to go. We're not going to. If you do, I will die with you. But Jesus, as you read on down in chapter 14, it tells you, Peter denied the Lord three times before the rooster crowed. I'm getting a little ahead of myself because I get excited. I get excited when they're talking about Jesus. Jesus, beforehand, he went into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. He asked his disciples. He took Peter, James, and John along with him. He said, stay with me and watch as I pray. He goes off a little distance and he falls down and he asks the Father, Father, if it's your will, remove this cup from me. Hallelujah. Jesus was so, he prayed so hard, so when he went back to see his disciples, they had fallen asleep. You know, our body is, our spirit is willing, but our flesh the spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. So sometimes he asked them to lay there and watch as well as pray for him and watch as well as pray while he went off to pray, they fell asleep. And he goes back and said, can you just watch for me just for a little while? They awakened and they stirred a little bit. And Jesus went back and prayed some more. So as he prayed to the Father, he went back and got to praying. He went back to the disciples and they had fallen asleep again. And the third time he went back, he said, well, just sleep on. He said, and then he began to talk to the Father and said, Lord, it is your will, but not mine. Let your will be done. So here comes Judas after he had gone to the high priest and betrayed Jesus because, you know, when he was in the upper room, I think it was Mary Magdalene, poured that ointment on him. And if I'm not right, I ask God to forgive me. On the ointment on his head, she was preparing him for he spoke and said, she's preparing you for my burial. They were very indignated. They didn't want her to waste that because they could have sold it and given to the poor. But, you know, you see the poor around us today. What's happening? The poor is getting poor, most of them. Because they're not doing what they're supposed to do. God is ready. He was getting his disciples. Jesus was getting his disciples ready for his departure. Because when Judas betrayed him, he told the Roman soldiers that when you see me kiss this person, take him. That's the one. So he had gone in and betrayed Jesus by pieces of silver. But if you read on down in the chapter, he's not going to be pleased with what he's done. They took Jesus from one court to the next and brought him before the high priest. But Pilate said, I find no fault in him. I find no fault in this man. But he still, he had to do what the people want. And that's what's going on today. It has to do what we are. We have a democracy where there's voting and everything. All this has to, they do what the people, but then there are some that want to do what they want to do, and they still don't come out right. But God is in, he's always in the blessing business. And see, in verse 27, it says, and Jesus said, he'll be offended because of, we will be offended because of him. And he was telling Peter now, on verse 27, that all ye shall be offended because of me this night. But it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, and I will go before you into Galilee. And remember, as you keep reading, Jesus was walking on the road, and he was talking after his death and burial and his resurrection, how he talked to his disciples as they was walking, but they didn't even recognize him. How many of us don't recognize Jesus when he comes into our lives today? How many of us allow things to happen to us, but we don't call on the name of Jesus? We don't want to do it ourselves. We want to do it our way. I want it my way or no way. You either do it my way or you take the highway. God is wanting us to seek him. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. That night that Jesus was taken from kingdom hall, from judgment hall to judgment hall, Peter denied him three times. They asked him, weren't you with him? And he said, no. And then he began to curse, okay? Because Peter was very outspoken. And don't pressure him too much. There's a lot of us that can't pressure us too much. We'll get over on the other side. But God says, Peter denied him. And Jesus had already told him, he said, Peter, before the cock crows, cock is a rooster, okay? Those that don't know what the cock is, they're talking about, it's a rooster. The rooster crows, if you ever lived in the country, and the rooster will wake you up early in the morning, before daybreak, that rooster will be crowing. He told Peter, you will deny me thrice, which is three times, before this night is over. They were standing around the fire because then he was scattered. Jesus wants us to know him. Know him. Know, get to know him. Not just on the surface. Not just one day. Not just one day a week. But every day. Seek me. Read my words. Pray. And return from our wicked ways. Over in the back, in Second Chronicles 7, it says, if my people who are called by my name will seek my face and turn from that wicked way, then will I hear from heaven and I will heal thy land. I mean, it's really praying for that today. I'm not talking about us. There's a lot that we're not the only one. There's a whole universe that needs to seek the Lord every day. Pray for peace. Pray for healing of our land. Jesus the scriptures had to be fulfilled. And Jesus was the one that was sent for that scripture to be fulfilled. He said, I'm coming, but I'm going away, but I will come again and receive you unto myself. Jesus is preparing us for that day that when he's coming back. If he's coming back, are we ready? Will you be ready? Will you be ready when Jesus comes? Will you be ready when he comes? He's coming to your house and knock on your door. Will you be ready when he comes? I pray that you got something from that today. And I pray that you will look to the hill on which cometh your help. Because all of our help cometh from the Lord, who has made the heavens and the earth. May God bless you. May God keep you. It's my prayer.